Last week, the nation was outraged when we all finally saw the full video of Baltimore Ravens running back Ray Rice striking his then-fiancée, Janae Palmer, in an Atlantic City casino. From what that video showed, the incident began with Rice spitting on Ms. Palmer as she walked past him towards the elevator. Rice then spit on her again when they entered the elevator. He appeared to take a swing at her, at which time Palmer ran at him and he punched her. When she hit the floor, she was clearly unconscious. Until last week, the only part of the video that had been widely available showed Rice dragging Palmer out of the elevator, unconscious, and tossing her down on the floor. Much of the public's ire in the last week has been aimed at the National Football League and its commissioner Roger Goodell, who initially suspended Rice for only 2 games in July. After the full video was released last week, Goodell took a much tougher stance, suspending Rice indefinitely. There is some question as to whether Goodell had access to the entire video of the incident when he issued his initial 2-game suspension of Rice. Much has been made of the NFL's reaction to this incident, but more important than the actions of a sports league is the response of the criminal justice system to this case and others like it. There is no doubt that the Atlantic County Prosecutor's Office has had access to the full video from the time of Rice's arrest, and yet the prosecutor decided to offer Rice the chance at an alternative sentence, called a diversion program, that will wipe Rice's record clean of the domestic violence charge if he successfully completes probation. The offer of a diversion program in a case with irrefutable evidence of such heinous conduct is indefensible. Rice and Palmer married the day after he assaulted her, and Palmer refused to cooperate with the prosecution of Rice. While it is true that it is generally more difficult to prosecute a domestic violence case when the victim refuses to cooperate, the video made this case a rare slam dunk. When the only evidence against an accused abuser is the testimony of the victim, it is understandable that a prosecutor might reduce or even dismiss a charge when the victim refuses to cooperate. But when the evidence is as available and straightforward as it was here, prosecutors can and should prosecute the case fully to protect their citizens and ensure that justice is served. The Atlantic County prosecutor says he did not treat Rice any differently than the average defendant because he was an NFL star, and I believe him. But that is the problem that I have. Atlantic County apparently makes a practice of doling out opportunities for diversion programs to any first offender, no matter the severity of the conduct or the quality of the available evidence. Football fans everywhere are disappointed that NFL executives seem more concerned with the NFL's bottom line than the conduct of its players. But prosecutors, like those in Atlantic County, are also taking the path of least resistance with regard to domestic violence, even in cases like this one where the abuse is obvious and severe, and that should worry all of us. I'm Matt Andres.